Okay.
What's the intro today?
All right.
You want to sing us in?
No. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Everybody being our 15 listeners. It's grown because week one was about three, and now I think it's about 15. So it's not the quantity, it's the quality. This is episode 3 of the Unholy Pod. I'm Becca, and with me is Jess and a special guest. Oh my god.
We've got Ben Arms from world famous Octopus Cage Fight with us today.
Ayo.
What up, Ben?
I'm ready to tear Christianity a new one today.
Yeah, we're going full in. We didn't put it in the title, but this is the one where
this
we just
podcast,
tear
right?
Jod apart. Yeah,
we didn't tell him what it was about. We
I brought
told him
my
the
big
title.
Bible.
He was like, "Oh hell yeah, hell yeah!"
He's a hypercritical Bible truther. So really, it's gonna be a weird hour, but we'll dive right in.
This is gonna be a hearty debate.
We're missing the debate tonight to do this instead, which feels like it's better for your mental health, but honestly, it's not.
I don't care.
It's way better. I mean, I watched the last one, and I didn't need to. I mean, I was glad because it was so silly, and then everyone told me how silly it was, and I was like, yeah, I was there. Mm-hmm. And I was glad that I saw it just to see how dumb it was, but this one's going to be less dumb because they're muted, which is better, but less stupid.
I'm sad I'm gonna miss them trying to shout over the muting, and apparently they're gonna be unmuted, like they'll get their 2 minutes alone, but then it's unmuted mm-hmm. for the discussion time, which I feel like is still terrible. So
yeah, somebody also made the good point of like, just because Trump's mic is muted doesn't mean Biden can't hear him, like he can still just be talking and throwing Biden off while he's talking.
You want to hear something cool?
Yeah,
I tuned into the VP debates at the exact moment when the fly landed on Pence's head.
That was the highlight. That was the only good thing.
I literally looked at it on Twitter.
And I
just,
didn't need to.
As soon as it happened, as soon as I looked at it, I saw the fly land on his head. And I'm like, wait, what, was that there the whole time? Did I just see that just now live? I just started looking at this.
A million people going, wow, like, wow, a fly on a piece of shit, just like every day. And I mean, that was the vibe. It was a good way to distract from all the lies he was spewing. So I appreciated the fly for that moment of clarity for everybody.
Yeah.
You should get Pence
well,
on
not
this
just
podcast
was he
to
lying.
Debate the Bible.
Yeah, oh, we talked about him last week. I don't know if you've listened to the full episode yet, but our Did You Know About This? Or Have You Heard About This segment was all about Michael Jedediah Pence.
Oh, yeah. That was the title of it. No, I didn't finish listening to the whole thing.
Oh, it's really good. You should go back and listen to
check
it
because
there's a quiz,
the
actually. At the end of the first season of the podcast, we're going to have a quiz on all the episodes to see how closely everyone was listening.
Have you learned about this?
Yeah. Did you learn about this? It's perfect. So
we're
not just here to talk. We're here to educate.
Speaking of unholy things, did you hear that the Pope was like, hey, gay people are people, and now there's like a divide in the Catholic Church, people being like, I don't know about this Pope.
Yeah, this Pope, he's not all there. So what bothers me about it is that he's like, oh, they can have civil unions. And I'm like, thanks, that's not the same thing. Also, I don't care about you. So
well, even him saying that,
existence.
Though, people were so angry. Like,
oh, yeah, no, I saw that, too.
I don't know about this Pope.
I just... Yeah, I don't know
about this.
Guy's got a weird
I don't know
vibe.
About this guy.
Did you see the post this week on Twitter where it's like the pictures of him holding up something, but they replace it with
I just
wanted to do one where he's holding up like the I don't know something about all of the child endangerment and child rapes and all that stuff that they've had in the church where he's like no.
Yeah,
because that's all I can think about when I see him.
It's not just the molestation. It's that the church spent $11 million lobbying in Congress to like silence the victims. Mm-hmm. Like it's just beyond fucked up.
You know, they act all high and mighty. Then they got all this cash. I mean, like, where is it all coming from? What are they doing with this?
from donations.
It is,
from
and they're not like taxed. That's the worst part.
They get donations during mass, and like churches are required to disclose where the money goes. And the church that like my parents go to in Grand Rapids is like less than 8% of the donations they get actually leave the church and like go to charities and stuff. Like the rest of it is just staying inside the church.
Private jets.
And it was like 30%. 30% was like for like administrative. And I was like, what?
No one thought it was weird until they showed up in gold robes, you know? And then you kind of got to start questioning it. The robes were so heavy, I don't even know why they got those. The guy couldn't even move.
You know, we said this wasn't going to be a podcast railing against God, and then here we are.
Yeah.
That's what I thought we were doing here.
My apologies to Mary Lynch. I'm
got nothing
sorry.
Nothing against God. It's just all of his followers.
So, do you want to jump in? Ben's going to join us today for our judgment of potential assholes. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Do you want to hop into the one you're doing first?
Yeah. Let me pull this up. So, again, we read posts from the Reddit, Am I the Asshole?, where people ask, are they the asshole? They give us the situation. And rather than respond in the forum like you're supposed to, we're going to read it on a podcast because we think that, you know, we deserve to have our opinion read in this format. Okay. And we don't see any of these before this. They're all selected for us.
I can't see anything.
Our good friend David. Yeah. No, it's for the best.
Yeah, Ben doesn't get a heads up on the topic or anything. So you might want to take notes, Ben. Some of these are long.
We're getting a raw reaction from Ben.
Okay.
All right. This one's called Am I the Asshole for Eating Sexy Potatoes?
Okay, what's your first impression?
That's a great
yes
title.
No?
Yeah, based just on the title, are you going to say yes or no? Am I the asshole?
Am I wrong for eating sexy potatoes? No. I'm going to go right off the bat. I'm going to say no.
Nice.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, he has almost no information. He's going with no. All right. Okay. They said, it honestly feels ridiculous that I have to post this, but my coworker has been getting on to me about this for weeks now, so I have to ask. My whole life, I've been eating potatoes by microwaving them and then biting into them and eating them hot dog style.
I don't like that. I'm uncomfortable.
Wait, what? wait. What is the visual of that?
Could you imagine? It's like there's like a new person at work or something. You're like, oh, come on, eat lunch with us. And
come meet the crew.
Just a raw potato and then microwave it and bite it.
Well, yeah, how are they doing that? Like they're holding it like lengthways and eating it like a hot dog?
Yeah.
Hot dog style. I gotta believe they put a bun on it too.
No, I don't think so. They just bite into it like a cucumber or something, like, you know, I don't know. Hot dog style is what they're describing. Okay. He said, this is the easiest, most convenient, and intuitive way for me to eat potatoes, sweet potato or regular. I wouldn't say that's the most intuitive, but okay.
Opposite of a sweet potato is a sour potato, right? It's like
sweet potatoes aren't potatoes. They're yams. All right. Anyway. They said, I think this is how people in Japan eat them, or at least this is how I was taught by my Japanese parents to eat them. Oh, okay. We might be the assholes
for
judging this
person.
Accidentally racist. Whoop. Put a dollar in the jar.
Whenever I go to a grocery store, I always pick out the most easily biteable potatoes, which are generally longer and thinner than most potatoes. So I work in an office of about 30 people. We all typically bring our own lunch, and I usually just eat at my desk while doing work. No one has ever commented on how I eat potatoes, but I do eat them quite frequently.
That was going to be my next
every
question.
Day, what is...
Like, how often is it coming up that we're talking
about? Is it every
about?
Day?
I'm
also curious, who is in an office right now?
I don't know. Okay, they said, recently a new person was hired. She clearly has a problem with the way I eat potatoes. A couple times, she pulled me aside and asked me that I just eat potatoes a more normal way.
Rude.
Okay, I asked her what she meant, and she said I was eating my potatoes too suggestively. I was a little shocked because I literally have my eyes glued to my screen whenever I'm eating, and I barely pay attention to how I eat. I told her no one else seemed to have a problem with the way I eat potatoes, but she insisted others were just too polite to say anything. I asked a few other coworkers who were all just as confused as me about what she was saying. Figure no one else really had a problem with it. But this happened multiple times. She kept coming to me and asking me to tone down the way I eat, even accusing me of going out of my way to choose sexy potatoes.
You're in the store and you're like, is this phallic enough? I really want to make my coworker uncomfortable, but this potato doesn't look enough like a dick. So
you just hold it up to the person in the grocery store. You're like, would you do this potato?
Yeah. Picture this going into my mouth. Are you aroused?
Think about it. Think about it.
I'm going to turn my head and pretend to do it. You tell me what it looks like.
Would you raw dog this potato?
Well, no, they're microwaving it, so.
Yeah, nice and warm. Mushy.
I've considered bringing them other ways, but this is just the easiest way for me to eat them. They're honestly delicious like this to me. I asked her to maybe just not watch me eat, but apparently that's not feasible.
Why?
Unfortunately, she reported me, and now I have a meeting with HR next week. This seems really dumb, but am I the asshole for eating sexy potatoes? Okay, so that's the question. Now, there are a lot of updates that I don't really know if we want to read.
I sent Ben updates. The post so we can reference it during our conversation here. The only update, so there's an update that I think is funny. Edit number two is, please stop asking me for videos of me eating potatoes. It's creepy and weird. And also would be extremely boring and the least sexy thing you'll ever watch.
I don't know. So I'm going to say I feel like no, but also I don't know. Like, is this a guy or a girl? Like, it's just, I mean, obviously I don't think they're an asshole, but I could see someone being like, why do you have to do this?
But I mean, at the end of the day, that's like, you're just eating. If someone finds that sexy, that's a comment on them, not on you.
Yeah.
I'm curious as to why it's like impossible for this person not to watch them eat. Like, are they sitting in the same cubicle space or what is the deal with that?
Yeah, they don't tell you, but they're actually handcuffed together through the whole day. So I that makes it weirder.
Nobody's got any complaints about the working environment.
Except for this.
Honestly, I can imagine being a little weirded out, but like confronting someone and being like, the way you eat potatoes is like gross. I can't, like, unless they're like trying to literally like suck this potato off. Like, this is just weird.
Yeah, I gotta imagine there's more teeth involved than you would normally expect when filleting a potato, and so that removes some of the sexuality from it. Maybe that's just me.
I gotta wonder if this perturbed coworker is just projecting a lot of their own sexual tension on this other employee.
That's what I think too.
They're very,
and just being like, oh, this is so sexually suggestive, you gotta stop eating potatoes like this is driving me nuts.
These sexy fucking potatoes.
It's the guy from I Think You Should Leave with the like honk if you're horny.
Yeah, it's like
just watching him eat potatoes. No, he brought potatoes again.
Every day I
do want to read the update because it's pretty long and it's like a whole second chapter of this story. So you can read it if you want. Otherwise, I'm happy to read it.
You go ahead.
So update. I had a couple meetings with HR. The first one was on my own yesterday morning, alone with the HR woman. According to her, a coworker had reported me for sexual harassment and creating a hostile work environment.
Oh my God.
Not going to lie, after hearing those accusations, I was honestly pretty scared. Sexual harassment is a really serious charge. I was allegedly making lewd gestures while eating, despite repeatedly being asked to stop. I told her exactly what had happened. I was eating potatoes the same way I always had in the 4 years I've worked in this office. No one else had ever approached with a problem until now. The new coworker, in parentheses, let's call her Karen, approached me, telling me that I was eating potatoes inappropriately and told me to eat them a different way. I explained this is how I ate them growing up. We already know this part. As I explained my side, I could tell HR was getting really annoyed. I don't think she believed that this was all there was to it, She pressed me for more information. Are you sure you didn't do anything to make her believe you were being inappropriate? Are you sure you weren't harassing her, even unintentionally? I told her I never even talked to her unless it was about work or if she approached me first. HR thanked me for coming in and told me she'd get back to me. I think she met with Karen after that. Then, later in the day, we had a meeting with the three of us. Karen says that I lied about not doing anything to make her uncomfortable. That, after the first time she came to me asking me to eat my potatoes differently, I dismissed it as a joke, in parentheses, which, to be fair, I did because I'm deadass? Question. Which I acknowledged because who wouldn't take it as a joke? Then she claimed that after each time she asked me to tone it down, I escalated by choosing increasingly sexy potatoes to eat in front of her, by which point I'm pretty sure HR was trying not to roll her eyes. I responded by telling Karen that I literally gave zero thought about her when I bought my potatoes and selected them based on ease of cooking eating. She accused me of making eye contact with her while I was eating, which I think I did every time she watched me eat because it's really uncomfortable having someone watch me eat.
Oh my God.
Which I explained. And I told her I'd repeatedly asked her to stop watching me eat. She then pointed out that no one else eats potatoes this way, and the only reason I would do so is to try to be provocative, which I swear to God, HR almost laughed at us. I just showed her a video of Japanese people eating potatoes with their hands and biting into them. HR woman knows me and knows I'm not the type to harass someone or deliberately make a hostile work environment. And in the end, she said something like, I'm sorry about the misunderstanding. Perhaps it would be best to look another way while your coworker is eating. Basically trying to politely tell Karen to get her head out of her ass. Then Karen tried to turn around by claiming I was making a hostile work environment by telling our other coworkers bad things about her. But literally all I had done was ask others if they were uncomfortable with the way I eat and explaining why I asked them. She tried yet another angle, claiming that the way I ate them with my hands was a COVID risk. Not, you know, being in the office is fine. It's the potato eating that's really the danger here.
What the fuck?
That I was putting the safety of office in jeopardy by eating this way. HR then said if she was so concerned, she was welcome to work from home, as is currently company policy. I work in hardware, so it's harder for me to work from home, but Karen works in support, so it'd be really easy for her to work from home. I'm going to pretend these are people at our work. I think that's the way to visualize this. Eventually, Karen had to concede that she had nothing left. So we were all dismissed. Later, I talked to my coworker who had stopped bringing curry because of Karen about the problems I had with her. He had been unable to eat his regular Indian lunches in the office because of her. We were both extremely annoyed, and honestly, I felt extremely uncomfortable being in an office where she was constantly judging Asian people's food. Maybe we've gotten to the root of this. Mm-hmm. So I decided to file a report with HR, as suggested by many of you. The reverse report. The HR double twist.
Oh, double jeopardy.
Uno reverse card.
Yeah, boom. I pointed out how she was harassing Asian people for their food choices, and many of her comments towards me were bordering on sexual harassment. The other gentleman agreed to bring curry for lunch today, and in solidarity, I brought some too, along with my potatoes.
Hell yeah. Karen didn't comment at all, curry.
But she did give us dirty looks and made disgusted faces a few times. Actually got called into a meeting this afternoon with my boss, who's also one of the founders of the company. He confessed that he didn't like Karen either and that she had multiple complaints about her within the first month of her being hired. She's been here just under 2 months. And that he had hired her as a favor to his wife because she is his wife's cousin and had lost her job due to COVID.
Wow.
He apologized to me on her behalf and assured me that he would talk to her. I decided to keep my harassment claim with HR and have another meeting tomorrow. We'll see how this goes. Thank you for all your tips and suggestions. I will keep eating sexy potatoes for the foreseeable future.
That was a movie.
Yeah, okay. I rescind any statement of saying that this is weird.
Yeah. That was long, but I felt like it was so relevant because it's the second. Yeah. It's the whole second piece.
I like how they told the story. It had a nice arc.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's like a reality show or something. All right, so I will say, I have a few questions and a comment to make. The first thing I want to say is that, A, I'm holding my position on this person is not the asshole from just hearing the title.
Correct.
And my question is, okay, think about a potato. Think about eating a potato. First, like, how else would you eat a potato? If you're just going to eat it like regular without cutting it up, like how else would you eat it? Like if you eat an apple, it's all round. So you just eat it how you're going to eat it. if you ate a cucumber the same way, it would probably be equally as suggestive, but like, nobody eats, or at least this post isn't about eating cucumbers. It's just about eating potatoes.
Yeah. I think that the Karens, I think the Karens' argument was that they were buying, this person was buying potatoes that were particularly phallic, when they're really just like, those are the easiest ones to eat. I mean, I guess your other option is to like eat it like a baked potato and cut it in half, but I don't know if it would get cooked all the way through in a microwave.
Well, plus, I've done potatoes in the microwave. It's fine. I learned that from my dad, who is a bad cook and lazy. So, nice. You can do it, but definitely having, say, maybe a thinner potato, mm-hmm. not so girthy, but just like a nice long specimen.
But people like girth.
Yeah, they do, but not when you're microwaving a potato. It takes longer mm-hmm. to cook through. So you need something long and then, you know, potentially phallic. Mm-hmm. But absolutely mm-hmm. not the asshole. This is just such a wild story. What did David have
racism.
This one classified as? Yeah, I think there's some racist undertones.
It says not the asshole. Yeah, it did get classified.
No, but what did David, like, how did he say this one would hit?
Oh, let's see.
Weird. That one was weird.
It just
was
weird. Yeah, yeah.
He's not wrong.
I think what an odd thing to complain about. I agree that like she was effectively sexually harassing him by watching him eat and like sexualizing what he's eating, right? Like, because he was just eating and she's like, you're coming on to me. Like, that's the harassment. And what a weird thing to complain about. It's not like there's someone like bringing in like fish and Brussels sprouts every day and like stinking up the office. Like, mm-hmm. it's a potato. It's just a potato. Like, what a non-insulting food to eat for lunch.
Yeah, what a non-threatening
food. When I think foods
food,
that
really.
I would have sex with, potatoes aren't up there.
No. No.
So maybe that's just me.
I don't know.
So the overall rating is not an asshole here, and I think Ben was right that on. You know, he's a natural here, so good work.
Yeah.
I'll just go off the titles. Silly one. I go with my gut.
That, you know, you can't always trust the titles.
It would have been better if you read me the title and I was just like, not the asshole and racist.
Yeah, he knew. He's like,
I just call
I
it right
see where this
bat.
Is going. Mm-hmm. You can see where this is going. All right, Jess, do you want to do our second one?
This one's a little bit shorter.
David classified this one as odd, but not weird. So
which we've already decided pre-show mean the same thing.
Yeah, we're going to find out what that means.
It was an odd and weird choice from him to classify it that way. Am I the asshole for getting angry when people don't make requests using descriptive nouns? That is odd and weird.
I
live with someone who needs help reaching things. I have no problem with that. I don't mind helping. What drives me up the wall is how they always say, can you hand me that thing? Or can you put this over there? I get really short-tempered because every time they ask me to do something, I have to ask what thing or where. I've asked them many times to be less vague and say things like, can you hand me the TV remote? Or will you put this cup on the black desk? Heck, I would prefer it if they just said TV remote without making eye contact like a surgeon asking for a scalpel. But instead, they say all the useless polite things like sorry for interrupting and when you have a moment, can you grab, etc. And always leave out the important word, the thing they want, the only bit of information I care about. They seemingly have no motivation to change this lazy speaking style, and I think that on a subconscious level, they like it because me asking them what thing makes the interaction feel more human. This does not compute, apparently. Personally, I hate it because I feel like I can follow a direction and grab something without being interrupted. But when they make me ask what thing, that verbal interaction disrupts everything I am thinking about and doing. And I get distracted and frustrated. And it takes me, that's a run-on sentence. And it takes me like an hour to relax again. Just typing it out, I can feel my blood pressure. I can feel my blood pressure raising and my body getting hot. This person is going to murder somebody because they said, hey, can you hand me that thing? I've snapped at them several times saying things like, are you going to make me ask what thing every time you need something? I feel like an asshole because I know they are already self-conscious about needing help and asking for assistance can be hard. They usually just apologize. Sadly apologize. I'm sorry. Am I an asshole for getting upset when people don't use descriptive nouns when making a request?
Holy shit. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. I didn't give Ben a chance to base on the title, but I feel like he would have just said yes.
I don't know,
but this
honestly.
Person is so unhinged. This person's so unhinged that they said it takes them an hour to relax after each of these.
I mean,
I
gotta
about
be
where
honest.
It says it's making their blood pressure raise.
I relate.
Oh God.
I relate, honestly. I could see myself, like, I could imagine myself in that situation where it's like, time and time again, this person is just, hey, can you hand me that? And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? What thing do you want me to hand you? And it's like, you got to tell this person over and over again, like, can you just tell me what you want me to hand you?
What this comes off to me as is roommates that have been living together during COVID and are very sick of each other. And like, clearly, I mean, I'm guessing that the other roommate just like hates having to talk to this person just in general. But I like, so the thing is, the funny thing is my dad does this. So my dad will be like we would be like, I don't know, sitting in the kitchen watching TV or something. And he would be like, hey, when you get a set, can you bring me the, and then he would walk out of the room. And so we just had to
guess.
That's
a classic dad move.
We would just have to guess, and eventually you would just figure it out. Or you'd be, like, helping him, like, fix a car or something, and he'd be like, hand me the, and then he wouldn't finish the sentence, and you would know, like, he needed the wrench or something. So I feel like part of this is just, like, inferring from context. Like, if you're both sitting on the couch or something, and someone's like, can you get me that? And it's like, okay, they probably want, like, the remote. And either way, just, like, throw them the remote, and then if they correct you, be like, well, you should have fucking said that. But this person seems so angry. That's the thing.
That's
like,
what bothers
like
me.
Yeah, it's one thing to be like, oh, I'm just annoyed, you know. But, like, that they took the time to type all this out, and then they're like, I'm getting red just talking about it. And it takes them an hour to calm down. This
is going
to
burn down a house if they don't start using their words. I wonder, too, like, it mentions that they need help reaching things. I wonder if maybe there are other potential issues that they can't think of words quickly, like, it's not clear
or stutter
on that, right?
Or something.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
like
is
maybe
there something that it is
they needed to
for
include
them
that in the post.
Well, I wish, you know, a lot of these we don't get the other side, and that's so unfortunate.
Yeah, see, that's the thing that's left
but
out there.
Just going off of this, I feel like maybe not an asshole, but I definitely wouldn't want to live with you. You sound like an angry, bitter person.
That's how I'm feeling.
As soon
I feel
as
like
you forget it.
Yeah, they're not the asshole. I think they're just overthinking the situation a lot because, like you said, they're just roommates. Yeah, they're just stuck together. They're just overthinking how much this is impacting their brain. So I'm going to say not the asshole, but also I can relate. I can relate with that frustration.
Oh, yeah. There's one comment that says everyone sucks here. Yes, they should be specific, but you're getting way too riled up about this. They say calm
down.
Yeah,
I think honestly, if
it's
they
not
came
a huge
in,
deal.
If the poster came in with like a more chill attitude, like this is really annoying and it bothers me. Am I the asshole for being bothered by this? Versus, am I the asshole for wanting to straight up murder my roommate every day? Right now, I'm angry just thinking about it. This is a long subject. Like if they didn't have that energy, I would be more inclined to be like, it seems like it could go both ways. Because but I don't know enough about the other person.
I feel like all the comments are being very quick to be like, you're the asshole, you're the asshole. And I wouldn't go there. I'd say like, maybe you guys need to like spend some time apart. It sounds like you're just getting very angry.
Yeah, it just seems like the kind of like situation that you should just talk to your own close personal friends about and just be like, am I overreacting to this? Am I overreacting to this?
Yeah, this didn't need to make it to Reddit.
There is a level unworthy. That in a lot of these posts where it's like, why are you bringing it to the internet and not simply like sorting it out like an adult? But then I feel like not everybody has the personal growth to do that. So it's going to
happen. I think part of it is some of them are so silly that you'd be embarrassed like asking your friends this. So the nice thing about Reddit is it's anonymous.
Can I ask something of you two?
Yeah, of course.
I'm just wondering, like, this is totally hypothetical, but this podcast is continuing on as it goes on and gains more and more inevitable listeners. Do you probably wonder if
absolutely
if yeah people will then create "Am I the Asshole" posts to pander to you to try to get you to talk about it on the podcast?
I have wondered about that because earlier I posted from our Twitter account, you know, if you've got a story you want us to maybe read on the podcast, send us a link. So it could happen. And honestly, we would treat them just like any other one. Like,
I would be fine with it.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Kudos to our friends for writing anything creative.
That's what I'm thinking about now. I kind of want to make a post on there just to see if you cover it. That would be cool.
Well, it'll be up to David to pick it. So,
David.
Yeah, there are a lot of them to pick from.
That's true.
Maybe if you bribe him.
Yeah. Slip him a sexy potato. He'll do whatever you want.
Yeah, now that I know what he caters towards.
Yeah. It makes it like he's uncomfortable, but in a way that makes him, that's what he's into. That's his kink. We'll head into our break here, and when we come back, we'll have you heard about this.
Protect the cable. Protect the planet.
Welcome back. Are we back? We're back.
Shit.
Love to be back.
We're back.
This is our favorite segment of the show because it's the educational portion. So go ahead and have your kids listen.
Have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah. That's what we need.
That's it.
We should commission Ben to write the theme song. We keep saying we need music under this segment. Mm. Like an old educational video, but both of us are too lazy to actually write and record it. So, since tomorrow, you know, if you're an iPhone fan, you know tomorrow's the launch of the new iPhone 12.
Tomorrow being October 23rd.
Let me check. Yep, that's correct.
Yep.
So tomorrow morning, you know, you can buy your new iPhone. If you're like me, you woke up last week at 5 a.m., you pre-ordered it, you're excited, you're going to get the new camera and all the rest of the phone that is basically the same. I'm a sucker because I buy a new one every year because the camera's better. But in honor of that, we wanted to share some iPhone facts from some research we've done. And, you know, I worked at Apple for a while, so I learned all of this while I was there.
She's a genius.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom will tell you that, and I'll tell her not to, but then they gave me that title at work, and so mm-hmm. now it's fine. Mm-hmm. They would not let me keep it when I got to Cisco, so seems weird that they won't let me just call myself that.
But as still being a former genius, you're on the email list to get the secret facts upcoming releases.
They're probably, when they hear this, you know, they're going to probably remove me from that list, so really screwed up their access control, but...
Shit.
The important thing is I've got access to these facts, so we're going to share them with you. The first one, a little bit of history on the iPhone. Like, a lot of people don't know where it came from. How did we get here? How did we get from iPod to iPhone? And it was actually originally conceived by Steve Jobs, of course, as CEO, after a mm-hmm. bad acid trip where he was trying to call Johnny Ive via his Apple Newton for like 3 hours. He woke up the next morning and he had carved into his skin phone. And really, just from there, it took him a couple days. He got out of the hospital and he was like, okay, carved phone, what does that mean? And he spent another bad acid trip on it and came out of that one having carved an eye in front of the phone. And that's where the name came from. So that, interesting, you know, the Apple Newton, Steve Jobs famously disliked. He discontinued it when he started there. But obviously had one and that was inspirational.
I heard that that was the inspiration for the movie Memento.
It was, yeah. They, Steve actually, you know, through his studio with Pixar, was involved in Hollywood. He was kind of known as an idea man, someone who could get you a good base for a story. He can't write the whole thing, but he could hit you with that project idea, and kind of a weird synergy there. So, so the new iPhone comes in a couple of different sizes, and a lot of people are excited about the iPhone 12 mini, which is smaller. If you're somebody who really liked the 5S, the 5 series, which I really was the biggest I ever wanted my phone to get, and they just keep getting bigger. They came out with a mini one, but there's another set of people who really like large phones. So in addition to the iPhone 12 Pro Max, they're also releasing iPhone 12 Max Plus Pro XS, which is actually larger than the 12-inch iPad. It's actually a horrible sight to behold. It weighs 5 pounds.
Wow.
A lot of people reporting elbow issues.
It's about the size of a MacBook Air. It needs 4 pop sockets to hold.
Correct. Yeah. Yep. It's not for the faint of heart. It will kill you in your sleep. So just
it
keep
comes
an eye
with
out
a backpack. It comes with a backpack because it's the only way to carry it. You're not putting that in your pocket.
I'll be picking one up.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? If you're into movie production, you're going to want to because. It'll actually write the script for you. The intelligence in there is terrifying, and someday it will destroy us all. So just be on the lookout for that kind of a cool new feature.
Be sure to bring that one to like a museum or a movie theater or anywhere where somebody would be trying to see around you. That's going to be the phone that you want. Yeah.
Yeah. When you've got concerts again, you want to grab the quick video, hold up your massive
iPhone 12 Max Plus Pro XS.
Yeah. Yep. The S stands for speed, so that's exciting.
Nice. Yeah, it's not small.
It runs, actually, you know, they've always had the chargeable batteries and they're the rechargeable ones, and it's kind of a fire threat, you know, if those get punctured or anything like that. So it's actually going to run on 32 AA batteries and 4Ds. So make sure you stock up, buy in bulk, head over to Costco, and they'll take care of you. They've got a special iPhone 12 Pro Max Plus XS bundle that comes with all those batteries that you need.
Comes with 3,200 batteries, which will get you about 100 days worth of charge.
Yeah, 3,200 of the AA and 400 of the size D. So about 100 days, if under regular use. You know, if you're not calling very many people, if you're alone and you kind of cry a lot and you don't spend much time on the device, you're probably fine. You can maybe make it to 120 days. Other fun features, because a lot of people are like, oh, every year the iPhone's the same. Well, this year they've actually put in the Pro models, which is exciting, LiDAR. And I don't know if you've heard about this. It's very popular lately. A lot of companies are doing this. But it stands for Lie Detector in Roomba. And it really just extends their reach into your homes. Because now, you know, if your kids are full of shit, you can test them with that. And then make them clean the room with the phone, too, because it'll suck it right up in there. The bigger phone... the iPhone 12 Max Plus Pro XS, that one has so much room to hold dust in there. But if you use it that way, it does void your warranty.
Great for pets.
So keep that in mind. Two more cool facts. The Touch ID sensor on the iPhone doesn't just work with your fingerprints. A lot of people, of course, you use your fingerprint. Maybe you put two or three on there. If you trust your significant other, maybe you put their fingerprint on there. But it can actually accommodate any human skin. Leaning to the internal code name that they used when they were developing it, that was SAC ID.
Wow.
And then, of course, I think a lot of people actually already know this one, but for those of you who don't, it's so cool. For every iPhone sold, Apple murders 10 birds and sends a wet pair of socks to a random Microsoft employee. And the cool thing with this is contractually, they have to wear them the rest of the day. When Steve Jobs asked Bill Gates to save Apple in the mid-2000s, they had an agreement. This was part of the contract, is that if they ever developed a phone and that phone came out for 13 years consecutively, Microsoft employees would have to wear wet socks for a day. So really some business acumen there to get that deal signed, because you're not going to see that every company. That's the genius of Steve Jobs.
I was wondering when they were going to do that.
Yeah, a lot of companies have had it on the table recently. Of course, these unprecedented times, like how do you adapt? And Microsoft's on the forefront there with Apple and wet socks and bird murder.
Wow, I love that.
And that's Have You Heard About This?
Yeah.
That's so good. Ben, are you ready? Do you feel ready for your Ben time here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Ben time. Is this my own segment now?
Well, I mean, I'll set it up if I'll say, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You've got some projects lately. I know you've been working on an album. There was a short film. What can you tell us about these, Ben?
Yeah, so I have a band called Octopus Cage Fight. Me and my buddy Brad started this band a couple of years ago. I guess just to give a little background on how it all came to be, I guess, if you two don't mind, you know.
Yeah, please. I'd love to.
Well, we started this band.
I would love to know.
We started this band to make this short film, so we made a short film called Octopus Cage Fight. It's the same name as the band. You can find it on YouTube.
Smart. It's good branding.
At our YouTube channel, Octopus Cage Fight. And we made a whole 6-song EP to have music for the short film, for the band to have in the short film. And yeah, we put that out a couple months ago in August. We premiered that on our YouTube channel. And yeah, we just recently dropped our first other project post short film that we've been working on for a really long time as well, almost as long as we've been working on the short film. The audience's data is out now. It's streaming on all music streaming services. Wherever you listen to music, it's there. Yeah, we got a music video for one of our songs. We actually just released a brand new music video just a few days ago from when this podcast is airing. So, yeah.
Did you film? I've watched the short video. Short film, I should say. I really liked it. I recognize some of the places in Ypsilanti, of course. Did you record that during COVID times, or when was the filming on all that?
So yeah, we filmed this all in 2019. So we filmed from December, well, I shouldn't say all of 2019. We filmed most of it in 2019. We started shooting in December of 2018, and we were filming on and off through June of last year. So, yeah, it was probably like, we probably had 6 or 7 shoot days. But, you know, like doing indie film, having to pull together crew members and actors and extras and everything for something like that just takes a lot of prep work and organizing. So people aren't always available at times when you'd like them to be. So, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, we shot it all last year.
Awesome. Yeah, I thought it was newer than that. I didn't know the time frame you had done it in, so...
How'd you get the name Octopus Cage Fight?
I like to think of myself as sort of a ingenue when it comes to coming up with band names, really. I was in a band in high school called Chemical Switch.
That's a cool name.
And Octopus Cage Fight sort of came in the exact same way. I just kind of, you know, I just said it. It wasn't any really thought put behind it. I was just like, Octopus Cage Fight, boom. That's the name
of the
band.
That's the best way to do it, though.
That's a good visual, too.
Oh, yeah. No, I like the icon because I know you've got the one drawing of, like, an octopus in a cage, right? Like, I like it.
Yeah, we like to have variations of that just to really give the people, you know, the image of what our band looks like, you know? Octopus in a cage, struggling to get out.
Fighting, yeah. Just like we all in our lives
I think
are
it'd be
the octopus that is fighting to get out of our cages.
I think it'd be funny if you had, like, a cage and in there you had, like, 2 dolphins fighting each other just to really make people think you don't fully
or maybe
know
the octopus
what an
is
octopus
running.
Is.
Well, what I think is funny about it, too, is when you think about, like, that image, because I just drew that on some paper and we, like, made that one of our album covers and everything like that. But if you look up and know anything about octopi, they can pretty much get out of anything. So to have an octopus in a cage like that, it makes no sense that this octopus would struggle to get out of there in any way, which I think is kind of a part of sort of the theme of the short film, too, in a way, is like almost being trapped by, I'm getting way too deep on that, but, you know, having those sort of like mental barriers around you that keep you from doing the things that you want to do. It's kind of a theme
like
in the short film.
I like it. I did get that vibe from it. So, you know, you nailed it. But the video was very good, very interesting. I really liked there's the character in the bar that's kind of nuts, right? Like, who was that?
That was my my buddy Justin. He's a musician in the Detroit area. He goes by the name of Jack Oates. But yeah, that was like a theme that we kind of wanted to have in the short film was feature a lot of different like Detroit-based artists and musicians and stuff like that. Sonny Dolphy, who plays himself in the film in the beginning of the movie, is like my buddy from Ipsy, who's like an amazing, I mean, like one of the most talented artists that I know. I mean, he does stand-up, he does music, he acts, he is designing a graphic novel right now.
Ooh.
So he's a super talented guy. I loved having to get to feature him in the movie.
So the second album that you just put out is like a longer one. Was that the intent was to do the EP for the movie and then keep making music? Or is it just you enjoyed doing that music so much that you're like, oh, let's just keep making more?
That's a good question, Jess. Thank you for asking.
Absolutely.
That we did want to put out another album, like most things with coronavirus times, we had a lot bigger plans for that release that just did not come to fruition. I mean, you know, I won't get into too many details, but we were going to do a whole other larger visual element for that album that we were going to try to shoot all this summer and try to get it out like at the beginning of next year, maybe. But with everything that happened, we, you know, as soon as everyone kind of went into lockdown, like we had already recorded basically the entire album by the time all that stuff happened earlier this year. So we were kind of sitting on this album for months and had basically nothing to do about it for so long. And it wasn't until we decided that we were going to put out the short film finally that we were like, yeah, we got to do something with this album because it's basically done. We're not probably going to be able to get a bunch of people together to shoot stuff for this thing anytime soon. So you know, we got the music here, it's ready to go, we're super proud of it, and we were just like, let's just get it out there for people.
Put it out. Yeah. Are you looking at doing another one, or maybe saving that for, say, a year from now to film, you know, Octopus Cage Fight 2, The Cajuning?
That would probably be what it's called, honestly. you know, I don't know. Anything could really happen at this point. We've bounced around some ideas of what we're going to do next, but I think things are sort of so up in the air with so much stuff right now that, I don't know. But, you know, we're working on some new stuff. We're just not really sure exactly in what form it's going to take, I guess.
Well, I'm going to keep an eye out on your Spotify and Apple Music and YouTube and all that, because that's what fans do.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate you being a dedicated fan.
I'm probably the biggest listener on iTunes because I feel like everyone else uses Spotify.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's probably true. So thank you for being our dedicated Apple Music listener.
That's what I'm here for. The only thing I'm here for. Yeah, it was good. This was our first interview. I feel like we really killed it. So.
Wow, that was awesome. Wow.
We're actually moderating the next presidential debate. I don't know if people know that, but
yeah, it's in 4 years, but we're gonna do it.
We're ace journalists at this point.
That's why we started the podcast. Actually, was to land that presidential moderator gig. We said we'd only do it together. We cannot do it separately. Yep. We require potatoes for dinner at the table while we do the
microwaved thin.
I want a microwave at the table too. So.
Well, that just makes a lot of sense.
Well, Ben,
hey,
thanks for sharing all that. That's awesome. I do really like your band. I think, you know, hopefully once all this is done, we can do a joint show, Keyloggers and Octopus Cage Fight. Kind of different styles, but maybe we'll get some good crossover people there.
That would be amazing. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I told all three of us living in varying different places.
Cities. Truth. Yeah.
Truth.
We're across three time zones right now.
Listen, that's for future us to figure out.
Yeah, that's not my problem. We've got one more Emma the Asshole to read through, one more post here. Should we let Ben read this one? He hasn't read one, so we could shoot it to him.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's up to Ben.
Yeah, I can read it. I can read it. Can I read the title and then just have you two just right off the cuff tell me if you think this is an asshole or not?
Sure.
That's okay. The idea. Yeah, you're already such a good host.
Am I the asshole for refusing to name our daughter Karen? Thoughts?
I say no.
Given these unprecedented times and what being a Karen means.
Yeah.
No.
Who would want to bear that weight? I'd be going by my middle name if my name was Karen.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, here's the post. My wife and I recently found out we're having a daughter. We hadn't really talked about names before, but we both agreed that each of us will retain veto power. When we did start discussing names, both of us wanted to name her after our late mothers. Her mom's name was Karen, and my mom's name wasn't a meme.
His mom's name is actually not a meme.
Her mom's name was Karen. My mom's name wasn't a meme. I told her the baby can take my mom's name as her first name and her mom's name as a middle name, or have an entirely different name, but I can't okay Karen as a first name in any case. She got offended because she wants to honor her mother and thinks I have a problem with that. I just don't want to set our daughter up to be bullied throughout her life. I told her I'd be fine with whatever first name she picks as long as it doesn't lead to the baby being picked on later in life. But she's pretty insistent on Karen. Wow.
Yeah, not the asshole.
So they just passed an act here. I don't know if it's in San Francisco or just the county or whatever, but it's called the Karen Act. It's C-A-R-E-N.
My God.
And it's it makes it illegal, like a chargeable offense, to do a racially motivated 911 call in the absence of an emergency. So
is that real?
I love... Oh, no, that's absolutely real. This is not... Have you heard about this?
Oh, my God.
This is just Jess sharing some information. So, like, there is a stigma, I think, now, especially, I don't know, but I would assume that this is a white couple. And to be a white woman named Karen, it's like, oof, I wouldn't do that. So I say not the also, asshole. I'm like, you're looking at that. You don't want to put that evil on that child.
Yeah.
Let them become a Karen if that's who they are.
I can see how this is hard because they said both of their moms have died. But there's a way you can honor, like, your mom named Karen while not naming your daughter Karen. Like, you could go, like, Karina or something. Like, you know, Care you can have the name in there without her being named Karen, right? Like,
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar
or something like that, right? Like, yeah.
You're thinking of Airplane now. I know you are. Yeah, I knew it. You're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I think you have me mistaken for someone else, son. Yeah, no, I think not the asshole on this one. This one's pretty straightforward. I do like that the username is not Karen's
not
dad.
Not Karen's dad. Yeah, that is good. Yeah,
all right,
I mean,
so what's...
I would agree with
there's
that.
There's an edit.
Yeah, I
would
say, what's the edit here?
Yeah, should I read
twist.
That? Okay, yeah. Okay, the edit is, wow, I didn't expect this to blow up. I thought I'd delete
this. Here's
my
SoundCloud.
My mixtape. I thought I'd delete this since the issue is pretty much resolved now, but you guys are clearly enjoying this, so I thought I'd provide an update. We had a talk about this and why she had such an emotional reaction to my veto. Ever since her mom died suddenly when she was only 14, she's wanted to name her first daughter after her, and she didn't ever consider that the meme might be a potential obstacle. No one ever did. By that point, I'd thought about it for a while and realized that, as many of the comments have pointed out, Karen likely won't be a meme by the time she's old enough to feel its impact. You sure about that? So I told her I'll recant my veto, but we should still reconsider it because it still has potential complications and we might just come up with a better tribute. While exchanging ideas, we realized that both our mothers were coincidentally had the exact same middle name, Elizabeth. Well, mine had two middle names and Elizabeth was one of them, but still. It seemed completely perfect to both of us, so we're going with it. Thank you all for your inputs.
Aww.
Okay, that is sweet.
I like that. I like it.
That's a sweet
I'm
ending.
Glad they came to that, that together. It's not like the couple
Elizabeth
where...
Elizabeth is a much better name.
The woman had her child's ashes stolen. This is a happier ending, so that's great.
Yeah, I'm glad they came to an agreement on this. That would be really stressful, because it's like, you want to honor your mom... When you've had this sort of idea about her for so long, but then her name becomes a meme, like, who would ever expect that to happen? Literally.
You can't plan for that sort of thing.
You ever think that either of your names will become memes? What would you do?
Becca's already a meme. She does it to herself.
Becca, are you a meme?
I'm not. I can relate, though. Like, you get an idea. I'm not saying I, like, have my children's names planned out, but, like, you get a idea in your head, and then you kind of just fixate on it for your whole life. And then you're not expecting that in 20 years your mom's name is going to end up being, you know, aligned with being a racist white lady. You could not have known that.
Yeah.
It's very sad. But I'm glad that they landed. Elizabeth is a much better name. No offense to any Karens listening, but... That's a name that is not connotated with racism.
I mean,
I know of.
I gotta say that as far as being named a Karen and having to carry the weight of that meme with you through your life, I think it's better to just, you know that you are not a Karen, quote unquote, and just being able to roll with it as your own joke, maybe embrace it as the fact that, like, this is my name, it's unfortunate, but here I am. Like, my name is Ben D. Arms. My middle name starts with a D, and my last name is Arms. So I was named Ben D. Arms.
Ben D. Arms.
And I literally, like, I just decided to roll with that because when my friends brought that to me in high school and said, your name is Ben D. Arms, and I told my mom about it, she laughed in my face because she had no idea what she had done.
She's a troll.
Aww.
She's so like, my best friend growing up, his name is Christopher and his last name is Sant. And so obviously most people call him Chris and it was Chris Sant. Yeah. So,
That's good.
his dad is a joker. Like, he was when I met them, like when we grew up, he worked at a Toys R Us. He's a manager, but then he left that and became a teacher, a substitute teacher at the high school. Universally beloved. Mr. Sound's a good guy. But he's like a joker. He just, I feel like he absolutely knew what he was doing. So Chris's nickname was Breakfast for a while, because they call him that. Oh,
that's a good nickname.
I called him Pockets because I extrapolated from breakfast to like the ham and cheese pockets you used to be able to get, the Hot Pockets. So I just call him Pockets. It didn't catch on like Breakfast did, though. But not as bad as Karen still. So
yeah, I want to name my kids something like even sillier. Like if I have a girl, name her like Buffy. So she could be like Buff Arms.
Buff Arms. I laughed because Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Not
well, that
God.
Too.
I didn't even think
that
Buff
too.
Arms.
Both.
Growing up, I had a girl at my school named Samantha Hill, as in Sam Hill, as in what the Sam Hill.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I never knew
that's a very
that,
Grand Rapids
I
saying.
Never knew that. I didn't know that saying until I was much older, because I don't know, it's kind of an older phrase. People don't mm-hmm. really say it anymore. But I remember a few times teachers getting really like laughing when they found out that her name was Sam Hill. And I
that's so bad. Mean.
I know.
Teachers,
it's like,
come
she
on,
didn't,
teachers.
She didn't pick it.
She didn't do this on purpose. That's funny. So we're wrapping
last,
up here. We've got
last
segment. Yeah, a new segment today, which we're going to start doing when we've got a guest on, and it's going to be guess which one of these is fake. And we've Beck and I came up with a fake "Am I the Asshole?" mixed in with some real ones, and Ben has to tell us. We're not actually going to read these, but Ben has to tell us which one is the fake one. And if he's wrong,
these are just the
nothing
titles,
happens
yeah.
to him. That's okay.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to read them.
All right. I'm ready.
I'm going to get them in the order that I want them.
I'm nervous.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Number one, am I the asshole for keeping a stuffed giraffe that reminds me of good times with my ex?
Sexy giraffe.
I like that one. Yep.
Number two, am I the asshole for not telling my vegan friend that the corn soup they ate contained milk, cheese, and chicken broth?
Wow.
Am I the asshole for throwing away the cucumber water my mom gave me?
What?
Or am I the asshole?
You milked the cucumber.
Am I the asshole when my friend gets diarrhea from my calzone recommendation? Okay.
Wait, what was the
last
one?
So one's the giraffe. Am I the asshole when my friend gets diarrhea from my calzone recommendation?
Wow.
So one's the giraffe. Mm-hmm. Two is the vegan corn soup with milk, cheese, and chicken broth. Mm-hmm. Three is throwing away the cucumber water your mom gave you. And four is your calzone recommendation gave your friend diarrhea.
Yeah.
You have to figure out which one's fake.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and say it is the number two.
He got it.
I knew it.
I can't
it.
Believe you got it.
I knew
that
it.
That one seems
put
so
in a
benign.
Little,
it seems
we
so
put
benign.
In a little like game show sound effect. Ding, ding, ding.
It was so as soon as I heard it, I knew Jess wrote that.
Damn it. It's my unique phrasing in my writing. To be honest,
and it was cooking
as
related.
I was writing it. Oh, that's true. As I was writing it, I was like, Ben's going to know this is me simply because it sounds like me talking.
It totally does.
Well.
And how absurd would that be? Like,
yeah, that would be,
you're
obviously
soup.
The asshole in that situation. Like, you're such a dickhead for doing that.
But the thing is,
I thought about it
because
my friend was
on
out
that
here.
Site.
Yeah, like, I don't know if this was okay or not. It's all I had and they were hungry. My friend was out here a couple weeks ago. She drove out, so we minimized our COVID risk, but she's eating vegan, and that's difficult for me because everything I make has basically at least cheese in it. So
everything,
we struggle, but she did find a corn soup at one of the places we went while she was here to do outdoor dining, and we confirmed that it was in fact vegan. But I thought, what if they were like, yeah, it's vegan, and then it comes with like cheese on top of it. So that was the inspiration here.
That was a good one. I mean, they were all very nice.
I thought you'd go for the diarrhea one just because we were talking about that earlier.
No. Yeah. No. I tried to throw him off. I searched vegan on the Am I the Asshole page just to see what we got. Am I the asshole for making a vegan buy meat? Am I the asshole for forcing my vegan daughter to cook meat? Am I the asshole for not changing my birthday dinner location because of my newly vegan girlfriend?
No.
Let's see.
That I don't want to read that one.
Am I the asshole for refusing to accommodate my vegan friend at the barbecue?
I don't have a problem.
The moral of that is don't have vegan friends.
Yeah, that's the lesson of today's episode. That's going to be the title now for the episode, Becca, is don't have vegan friends.
I like don't sexy potatoes. Yeah. I don't know.
Sexy potatoes is good, too.
Don't
be vegan friends would be very triggering for a lot of people.
I don't care what people eat. It's just difficult for me as someone who cooks. Like, I don't know a lot of vegan recipes, so I feel bad for not being able to make them stuff. But then also, because I'm kind of a picky eater when it comes to texture, there's a lot of, like, I don't like tofu. It feels terrible in my mouth. A lot of, like, the substitutions you can make to make that work just don't work for me. So I feel bad.
Anyway, this was our first shot at having a guest. I hope, Ben, you had a good time.
Yeah, did you feel like it was good? Did I do a good job?
Was that
good
for you?
We'll talk about it after the show. You know, I don't want to do it on the air here, but we've got some comments. So
I would just like some. I would just like some in-person validation, real quick, before we wrap up here.
I appreciate the energy that you brought, Ben. Thanks.
Yeah, this was great.
I think you just did jazz
doing our usual bullshit.
Yeah. No, it was great to have you. I really do. I love the album. I told you I want to do an acoustic cover of at least one of those songs. So I need to get a lyric sheet from you for one of them. But it's great. We're glad to have you. We'll probably have you back in the future, or like maybe she and I both die and we need someone to take over the show. You could help pick that person.
I could help pick the person. So. No, I'll be the replacement. That's what I would do.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll take a vote. We'll put it to some people. All right, well. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. We got to die first, and then we'll figure it out.
Yeah, well, either way, thank you both for having me on. Yes. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks for hanging out. Ben Arms, Octopus Cage Fight. I think it's at Dumb Beach Boys, B-O-Y-Z, right?
On Twitter, B-O-Y-Z-Z-Z, I think.
Oh, even better.
It's a lot of Z's.
We'll put it in
there.
The show notes so you can
see.
Yeah,
it's complicated.
Check them out. The song you heard at the break before, have you heard about this, is an Octopus Cage Fight song. We might put another clip in there somewhere, but they're great. Check them out on your streaming music of choice. But I think that's it. So thanks for hanging out. This on behalf of all of us here at the Unholy Pod. Go out there and fuck some potatoes with your mouth.